Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. It's Friday. Oh, my God. It's a little rainy here in Charlotte, but it's still a blessed day, and I hope you're having a blessed day as well. Again, welcome to Let's Talk Katrina. We have a phenomenal guest that's going to be joining us shortly. Her name is Christy Hudson, and I'm going to read a little bit about Christy, but before I do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we honor you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have assigned our hands to do and all the things that we have done thus far. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our day. And for that, we say thank you. We ask you to be with our guest. Give her clarity. Let her speak, God, that she may deposit a word or say something that may be a blessing to our listeners. And God, we ask you right now to have our listeners have their hearts and ears ready to receive what the word is that she's going to be speaking to us tonight. So, God, we thank you for that. We honor you because you are truly worthy to be praised. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Christy is a singer, songwriter, and a licensed minister. She has been married to Todd for 27 years. And together they have a daughter, two sons, daughter-in-law, three grandchildren, and another one on the way. This Southern singer-songwriter grew up in South Carolina in a musical family. Both her dad, mom, and their families were musically talented, where she was exposed to Southern gospel, country, rock, and the list goes on. Her celebrity influences are Elvis Presley and Tanya Tucker. And since the age of 8, she knew she wanted to go out into the world to sing. However, Christy had to overcome severe shyness, and it took her a while, but it didn't take her too long because she is out doing what we know God has called and mandated for her to do in the kingdom of God. So without further ado, we're going to bring Christy on the line. Christy, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am very, very blessed. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know your schedule is really, really busy, but we are so glad that you came on the show to join us today. So kind of tell our listening audience a little bit about Christy.
Well, like you said, I'm a singer-songwriter, and, of course, I sing Christian music. I didn't start out that way. I basically was more into the country and rock and just kind of heading in the, you know, wrong direction. And eventually, mm-hmm. I mean, it took me a while. It took me, I think I was about probably 35 before I actually realized that I knew the Lord wanted me to sing, but I knew he wasn't wanting me to sing in the avenues that I was going. And, but anyway, I came across this really talented producer called Bianca Desmore, and she had written some songs, and she got me in the studio, and so we've been kind of working on, well, we worked on a CD a couple of years ago, haven't really promoted it that much, unfortunately, but so that's what we've been trying to get me out there a little bit, and mm-hmm. actually now, I had a web show a few years back, and like you said earlier, I was really, really, really shy. I used to be extremely shy. I would not even sing in front of my husband. I would go in the other room. And but anyway, so several years back, I ended up having this web show. And again, I was still shy. I wasn't quite as shy, but it mm-hmm. That kind of got me I guess, accustomed to being in front of people and just having a little more confidence and all that. But now I'm actually working on another project where I'm a co-host, and it's an online talk show, and it's called This and That with Kim and Christy, and it's like a clean, fun talk show, and we're going to try to implement some, like, encouragement in there and try to make sure we mention Jesus and let people know about that. And, you know, I've had some medical issues that the Lord healed me from, and, you know, I wasn't supposed to have kids and stuff like that, but he created miracles in my life, and he just gave me an awesome life and just blessed me abundantly. And so I'm just trying to let people know about Jesus.
Wow. Now, I did not know that. Now, kind of talk about that, because our show is always recorded, and we have, you know, a live, and we have a variety of different people on the show. But kind of talk about that, because there is sometimes, you know, somebody that may be out there that may be, you know, thinking about having a child, and, you know, that the doctors have said something, or they may have gotten a bad report. Talk about how you made it through that time where you knew God had something purpose as far as having children, and then it came about.
Well, actually, when I was 16, I ended up having to have emergency surgery. I had my right ovary and tube removed, and the doctor told me at that time it would probably be really difficult for me to get pregnant once I ever decided. And then I got married in 1988, and then probably about a year later, we decided we wanted to try. And the very first time I got pregnant, I actually got pregnant in my left tube. And so the doctor said, you know, we're going to have to remove the embryo, and you're going to have scar tissue build up, and I'm pretty sure, you know, you're not going to be able to have kids. But thankfully, God has something different in mind, and actually, as soon as the doctor gave me the okay, I got pregnant right away. I mean, I had a wonderful pregnancy, and then we tried again about a year later, and I got pregnant right away and had another healthy boy, and then I actually had some issues after that, but it was meant for those two to be born, and you know, the devil tries to throw things in your path and try to make you have doubt and all that. But as long as you believe in Jesus and, you know, just have faith in Him and trust in Him, and He's gonna get you through it, and He'll perform a miracle for sure.
Oh, wow. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Now, talk about some of the wonderful accomplishments that God has allowed you to do, because I see where you are a double award winner for the most promising female vocalist of the year, and you've got some other, you were able to sing with in 2011, the GOP presidential rally. Just talk about how now, you know, those things have helped you get over your shyness and now begin to flourish.
Oh, yeah, it definitely helped a lot with getting over my shyness. Like I said, the web show that I had, that was something that kind of really started getting me more comfortable with the public and all, and that's when I was able to do the GOP rally. I was able to sing, like, the national anthem and some patriotic songs and all that, and it was exciting and all, but It was like a door would open. You know how this is, I'm sure. A door opens and then it slams. But you get a little piece. You know, I learned something. Like, I guess back in 2000, I actually had gone to Nashville and hopped up on a stage and sang, and I had never done that before. And this man heard me and liked me. And from that, I ended up getting introduced to concert promoters and opening up for some kind of well-known acts, like in Tennessee and all that, and so that kind of, I guess, catapulted me into getting into the public, really trying to get up on stage in front of everybody, but I was just not in the right genre where the Lord wanted me to be, but you learn things. Like, I learned things as far as the technical aspect of music. I learned some things and that I didn't know before, and that helped me go on to the next door that God was opening for me. And last year I was in the, it's NACMA, it's North American Country Music Association International, and that was my first time performing there, and I was in the adult contemporary category, for Entertainer of the Year and Female Vocalist of the Year, and so I won Most Promising in both of those categories. And basically what that was, it was like runner-up. So but I was very pleased with that. And, you know, you meet new people and you know, somebody has a connection to send you here, you know, helps you, you know, introduce you to some pastors and stuff and get you in churches and all that. And just one thing leads to the next.
Well, I love, for some reason, God is just really, and I don't know if we're going to have somebody that's going to listen to this later, but as an artist, whether you sing secular or, you know, Christian, talk about how important it is to know that you know that you know, even though, you know, you said you were, you know, very strong with, you know, back musical background with your family, your mom and dad, but you still have that shyness about you. Talk about, and I'm pretty sure this will encourage someone, how you got to step beyond that. And I know you said that, you know, the shows help you, but talk about how you personally had to make a decision within that, you know what, I'm not going to let anything stop me from doing what God has called me to do.
Yeah, that's And you do, you have to, you get out your comfort zone, basically, because I was way out of mine. I actually, my husband's family, they, a lot of them were in the church and musicians and stuff like that, and so they kind of would try to get me to sing and stuff like that. And, you know, you have that I guess, lack of confidence and all that, and then you just have to realize that it's not about confidence that you have within yourself. It's, you know, you just have to rely on Jesus and just trust in Him and just do it. You have to take that step. Because if you don't ever take that step, then nothing's ever going to happen. But you just have to have faith and just go ahead and just go for it. And of course, the more you trust in Him and then the more you do it, then the easier it gets. And now I could sing in front of a million people and it's fine. It was scary. I'd be shaking and then I would cry. There was one song I always sang, The Anchor Holds, and I would cry all the time, and my husband was like, "You've got to pull yourself together when you get up there and sing the song." And I'm like, "Well, I can't help it." But and I don't even think that was nerves. That was just the Holy Spirit. And you know, I don't know. It took a while. It took me several years.
Well, you
but,
know,
like
and
I said,
love by you being. And I love how you're being transparent about that, because it is true. Sometimes when the Spirit takes over, people can see and feel the anointing that's on you. So even though, you know, it's really not about performing. It really is about allowing the Spirit to move you so that the audience can be moved by the anointing that rests upon you. And I think a lot of artists forget that we are to entertain, but we also are to, our job, if we've called to be a light, is to do what? To minister to the people that we're singing to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, of course you want to do a good job and all that, but like you said, I mean, it's the purpose of the song is to touch somebody's heart, and first of all, if they don't know about Jesus, that's the main thing, because that's what we are to do, let people know about Jesus, and hopefully, you know, from a song that I sing or something that I say, they'll want to, you know, just give their life to Jesus. And well, actually, one song I sang at my church, this was several years back, it was one that I had written called Can You Hear Him? And, you know, when we think all our songs have to be on radio and all that, and really it doesn't. And this song, I actually woke up from a dead sleep, and I had never written a song before. And I woke up from a dead sleep, and I had to run and grab a pen and paper, and I just wrote the chorus down, and I knew that was God. And then I did the verse with it, but I sang it at my church. And actually, I have a whole little thing that goes along with that, because the tune that I came up with was not good. It was really bad, because I'm definitely not gifted in that area. And then a few years went by. This guy had tried to meet me, and I didn't know him. And I was like, no, I don't think I want to meet anybody on the internet to collaborate with, because I'm just, you know, you just don't know these days. But And then it just so happened that this friend that I had let this other guy hear my music. And he was like, I want to meet her. Well, it ended up being the same guy. And he took my song and totally rearranged it. Mm-hmm. And so I sang it at my church one day, and a 9-year-old girl gave her life to Jesus. And she told me it was because of the song that I had sang. And I knew that that was what that song was for. It wasn't, you know, it didn't have to be on radio. It was for that little girl to hear it. And, you know, it's going to make me cry.
Wow.
But, you know, it made her make that decision. It helped her to make that decision to give her life to the Lord. So that's what it's about. Mm.
That's so true. That is so true. I love that. I was going to ask you, are any of your children, are they musically inclined? Do they play, sing, write, or did they get any of those, that gift from you or your husband?
Yes, they actually, my oldest son actually can sing, play guitar, and play piano, but he hasn't realized that that's something that he needs to do. And he actually told me he was going to be a preacher, and he was on fire for the Lord when he was like 18, and I really thought he was going to be a preacher. But, you know, he was young, and things happened and all that. So, I mean, I know the Lord's got a calling on his life, and eventually he's gonna answer that calling. But, yeah, my youngest one can't carry a tune in a bucket. But but the oldest one, yeah, he can write a little bit too. So, yeah, he's talented.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now your style range, because it says that, you know, you do a blend of rock, blues, country, and soul. Kind of talk about that, because a lot of times we allow people to put us in a box, you know, when it comes to the type of music that we sing. But it's obvious that, you know, you let the Lord use you in whatever capacity he needs to. So talk about how, you know, you've been received with, you know, some of the blues and rock and country, you know, in Christian music today.
Yeah. I my favorite style is I guess kind of like a soulful style, like On Time God, something like that. That I love to sing that style. But I've been doing contemporary, and that's something I never ever thought that I would be singing. It just wasn't something. I mean, I like it. I like all music, and all styles of music. But I just never really. I thought, you know, I'm not going to be a contemporary singer because I'm more country sounding, and you know, I could get soulful and all that. But I wasn't real sure about the contemporary. But then when Bianca and I, we worked together and got the songs, and they were. I really liked them a lot, and And in country, of course, that was, I mean, my family were from South Carolina. You know, it was a lot of country Christian growing up and Southern gospel. Mm-hmm. And then, and my dad, he played in a lot of bars and stuff. And so he played like the Southern rock and all that. So,
so that's why
I
you
just
got
like
infused.
A little bit of everything.
You got infused with all of it. And that's good, because you never know. Like you said, who needs to hear what style of music at that time? Because, you know, we know that the world is in bad shape, and we know by the word of God that it will continue to get worse. And people are already, you know, so sometimes you have to take the church to them. But you believe that when you're out singing and you're ministering, that you're taking the church to the nations.
Well, and that's like I was telling somebody, you know, our youth, we have to give them something, because they're not really going to like Southern gospel, you know, for the most part. You know, a 15-year-old is not, but he might like my song, Love the Name of Jesus, and a lot of kids actually do like it because of the beat that they have, and it, they can just relate to that beat a little differently than, you know, so you have to kind of adjust to your audience, I think. I mean, like if I'm just singing strictly Southern gospel, you know, you kind of limit yourself, I think, as far as where you can go. I mean, of course you can go anywhere, but not all audiences are going to be receptive to Southern gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like that I have a little varied range that I can do several different styles, and then you just kind of can flip-flop according to your audience.
I love it. Now, tell the listening audience, how can we hear your music? How can, you know, they look to see what you've got, you know, upcoming events? How can, you know, they get in contact with you for, you know, an event? Give us all that good social media and contact information.
Okay. Well, I have a website, and it's christyhutson.com. And, of course, nobody ever gets my name right. It's KristieHutson.com. And then my, you know, this is so sad. I can't hear. I think it's just Christy Hutson. I think it's Facebook.com/Christy Hutson. And then I have ChristieHutsonMusic@AOL.com is my email address. And then also, like I said, about the This and That show, because, like, you know, we have, there's so much secular stuff, and you don't find a whole lot of clean entertainment, a little fun stuff, and we talk about serious stuff, too, but I wanted to provide some type of entertainment for people to watch that's clean, and you don't have, you know, cuss words on it, filthy, you know, sexual-looking stuff all on it, and, but anyway, and it's, you can go to facebook.com/This and That with Kim and Christy. And
well, you definitely make sure we get that information, because we definitely will blast it out on our Facebook page as well. We love to promote, because that's what it's about. If I share information and you can reach somebody that I can't reach, that's what it's about. We are all, you know, just servants of the Lord.
That's right. Well, I sure will, and I appreciate it.
Now, it says you've been married 27 years. Wow.
Yeah.
You don't find too many people that have been, your husband, I know he's got to be very proud and very supportive of you. What do you guys do when you're not singing and you got downtime?
Well, we actually go fishing, because we have a little river house, and so we've been fishing a lot lately, and then we have grandkids. We actually, our third one was born almost 3 weeks ago, and we have another girl. So we've got three girls, and so we have grandkids on the weekends, and we do family cookouts. I'm really big into family time, and we make sure we spend quality time with our kids and grandkids and my mom, and, you know, just do stuff like that. I'm either working, fishing, working out at the gym, and that's something else we do. We try to work out at the gym together, because during the week we don't get to see each other much anymore, so we make time to meet at the gym and work out. So that's basically all we do.
So now, do you have any upcoming events that our listening audience can see if you're coming to their area?
Actually, at the moment, I don't, because I'm working with Bianca. We're going to start working on some more music, and so she's not really scheduling me anywhere at the moment. But you can be updated by just going and looking at ChristieHutson.com, and I'll update that.
Awesome. Well, Kingdom Citizens, I am so glad that you guys got a chance to check out Christy tonight. She is just, I can feel from her spirit, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman of God. Christy, now let me ask you a question. If you had a young man or a young woman that was coming to you to ask you about their calling, accepting their calling, what would be an inspirational word, a word of nugget that you would give them?
You mean accepting the calling of Jesus?
Their call on their life, whatever God has called them to do in
or
ministry.
Or their gift or what, okay.
Well, I would say,
first, you know, pray about things and make sure that you are walking where God wants you to walk, as far as the path of what he wants you to do, and just make sure you are focusing on him. And I will say this, a lot of times people are negative, and you can't really focus on what other people think. And God will let you know, you'll feel it in your heart. If you know, if it's what God really wants you to do, you're going to know it. I've tried to quit singing, and I'm like, you know what, I can't, because, you know, God is just pulling me. He's squeezing my heart and saying, this is what you've got to do. And, you know, they I think they would feel that tug in their heart, and they would God would let them know if that's not what they are supposed to do. But a lot of times outside sources, even family and friends, will be a little discouraging. And like I said, you just can't focus on that. You just need to get your eyes upon the Lord and just worry about what He wants you to do. And just go for it, like I said. If you worry about it, just, you know, if you worry about it, it's going to hold you back. You just got to go ahead and just take that step.
Amen, amen. Well, you guys, you heard it straight from Christy. She gave you a nugget for tonight, and that's for anybody that God has called you to do something, and you might be afraid and say, I can't do it. Well, yes, you can. Because the Word of God says that we can do all things through us. And Christy, we just thank you so much for coming in and being a blessing to us tonight. We continue to pray for your ministry. Keep us updated. We'll post a lot of stuff out there. You know, that's one thing that we love to do. We love to share, share, and share again. So keep us,
well,
keep us updated with you. Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. One of the things that I love for our guests to do before we close out is close us out with a word of prayer. And I would be so honored if you do that for us tonight.
I sure will. Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for all that you've done in my life. And and I pray most of all, Lord, that there was a listener there, Lord, that there was maybe something that Katrina or I said that, you know, if it's something that you want them to take in their heart, Lord, that you're gonna just tug at their heart, and you're going to let them know that that's for them. And I pray that they're going to open up their eyes of their heart, Lord, their ears of their heart, and they're going to hear and they're going to see that they need you in their life if they do not have you, Lord. And if they do have a special calling, everybody has a special calling, Lord, but if it's somebody that's just wondering and confused and just don't know, Lord, I pray that you'll just speak to them, Lord, and just let them know what it is that you want them to do. And I pray, Lord, that Let's Talk Kingdom will just continue to bless many people, and that you will just continue to get them spread out throughout the United States and through the world, Lord, and that through them that your love will be known and your message will be spread. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, we appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Christy, you guys have a fantastic weekend. And as we always put up the show, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Good night, Christy.
I want to feel the